Tara. You should worship Allah Ta'ala as though you see Allah Ta'ala. Whereas effect is, nobody in this world can see Allah Ta'ala. Lam tarani. Allah has said in absolute solid words and with ta'keed, lam tarani. In this world, nobody can see me in a wakeful condition. But what Allah can, if you are sitting, you're sleeping, anything else, and you're finding you're having difficulty to breathe, you can't see oxygen, but you know now you are short of oxygen. You haven't got oxygen. So the signs of Allah, which are manifest, which are too open, which you yourself, insan, you are the greatest witness. Whoever you see, everywhere you see behind is the hand of Allah. And now with the eyes of the heart, you can see. So this is that conviction. And a person reaches the stage with tilawat of Quran Sharif, with zikrullah, with sohbat of saliheen, and then a person reaches the stage where he can see in everything. You are moving with your khudli, traveling at 120, 140, you are traveling. Every moment, that person whose eyes have been opened of the high heart, he sees Allah that now also, what happened 5 minutes later could have happened 5 minutes earlier. What happened 5 minutes earlier could happen 5 minutes. Every moment these things can happen. Are we getting news of this? That can happen. You are traveling in an aeroplane, it can just fall from the air. All this is happening all the time. There is no guarantee of life for 1 second. What is guaranteed is mort. And mort what is guaranteed, our yaqeen is not on there. And what is not guaranteed, our life is not guaranteed. That medicine, that is also in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. A whole ward in a hospital, there are 10 beds, all diabetics in that ward. The doctor comes and he checks everyone every day. 10 o'clock is time for doctor to make his rounds. He visits everyone. They are all the same condition. So this is when this iman is bulb. Then you no more see it as red cheeks. You see it as the fire of Jahannam. And you say immediately, bhago yahan se, run from here is fire here. Everyone else around you says, oh, beautiful, pretty woman. Let's just see how they are dressed and how scantily they are dressed. See how beautiful they are. Innama ya'kuluna fi butunihim nara. That person of iman can see that you are actually eating not roast and chicken and samosas and lamb, etc. You are eating the fire of Jahannam you are putting in your stomach. So this is when that iman, when it's developed to that level, then you can make out and you can see clearly. Then your eyes, something wrong with your eyes. I have to treat your eyes first before I treat your stomach. So when our eyes are wrong, then everything goes wrong. So when the eyes of the head, that non-Muslims also got, and they also see what we see. What's the difference between a mu'min seeing and a Muslim seeing? What is the difference between a Muslim seeing and a non see? You need the outside light also. So the eyes of the heart also have to be open, and the nur of Allah also have to be there. Then the eyes of the heart start seeing. That person sees clearly. He doesn't enjoy looking at a woman. He sees a nadiru al-manzoor. Rijal, man, not man of steel, which is the English idiom and proverb. No, not man of steel, man of iman. And these are those people, la tulhihim tijaratu, wala bay'un an dhikrillah. Tijarat, business, and buying and selling, don't make them unmindful of Allah. At that time also, they listening to the Abishah. He went with itminan, he made his namaz. When he came back, that person went to all the 10 shops. He was not satisfied with the deal or with the goods, etc. And he bought from him. What your rosy is written, it has to come. And what's not written, cannot come. So, this person here, he is all the time conscious, la tulhim, at that time, I might as well as mention this, as I was leaving the house, they were taking me to the clinic, then I don't remember anything. But Appa tells me, you told me I must phone Hazrat in Karachi and tell him to make dua. Immediately she phoned to the house ladies and told Hazrat, Hazrat immediately, just we saw Hazrat's habit. Somebody asked for dua, his hands would go up. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, and for which we can give our lives, is that without all the trimmings and frills of even tasawwuf. A clear cut, straightforward tasawwuf. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was so particular. Somebody should say, Hazrat, tawajjuh karna, make tawajjuh, cast your gazes. And Hazrat say, I don't know what is there. Yes. And then shirkiyat starts. And then everything in the name of tasawwuf. All the worst harams then take place, but in the name of tasawwuf. Then in that type of tasawwuf, people are taking drugs also. And they are going on a high in that also. And that is all tasawwuf. Now, alhamdulillah, we cannot make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Straightforward Quran and Hadith. That, and Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat quoted and said, that there is a, Maulana Thanvi said, there isn't a single ayat of the Quran Sharif, a single Hadith in which there isn't tasawwuf. But the problem is, we haven't understood tasawwuf. Tasawwuf, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, is just so much. No buzurgi flying in the air. Mosquito also, Mrs. Mosquito. And there is no Mrs. Mosquito. All mosquitoes are Mr. Mosquito. But Allah's kudrat that they have, it breeds. But mosquitoes are only males. And a mosquito also flies in the air. But a mosquito also is not a buzurg.
Fiza'ai. خدا کا شکر ہے فصل بہار جاں فضا آئی خوشا قسمت کے پھر موسم خوشا قسمت کے پھر سرمایہ بھی اپنا کیسے آڑے وقت کام آیا یہ سرمایہ بھی اپنا کیسے آڑے وقت کام آیا مسلمانوں مبی ہزاروں رات سے بہتر کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندے کو سلام آیا کہ جس میں چشمہ رحمت سے بندوں محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم زبان پر جب محمد مصطفیٰ کا پیارا نام آیا خدا کی رحمتوں اور برکتوں کا اور بر کتوں کا ازدحام آیا مبارک ہو مسلمانوں کہ پھر ماہ صیام آیا
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلم فیہ العفاف وفیہ الجود والکرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر الفرين ما شاء الله This month of the month of Ramadan has come. Very fortunate is that person who naturally feels happy that this month is coming, it has come already. And those who not naturally, they work themselves. They work the rahmat of Allah and the barakat of Allah. Every second of this month is impregnated with the great rahmat and barakat of Allah Ta'ala. So if you're not by heart naturally, then mentally how can't you accept this? That Allah has given this month that every moment is filled with so much of rahmat and barakat. During the day, the rose is the month of Fasle Bahar, the season of spring. How the season of spring, everyone enjoys it when it comes. After autumn, everything has died out. Winter, everything is cold. You're feeling like down. The days are so short. And you just want to get in bed. After that, the season of spring comes. You will enjoy the month of Ramadan. It's a month of Jan Fizai Ayi. خوشا قسمت کے پھر موسم سوم و قیام آیا. Oh, what a happy season again, that this time of rozas have come again. And like that also you can keep rozas, but for us rozas you can't keep out of Ramzan. What? The half is also who doesn't understand all the mutashabihat. If he just wants to take it easy and read, he gets caught up here and there. But what the mutashabihat is to keep his mind all the time. That yeah, it was like this, yeah, it is this word, there, it's that word. All the time you have to. And if you understand the meaning, and if you understand the tafsir, tabihim jalisahum. That you came, you didn't do anything, but you were just part of it, zikr majlis. The farishtas complained to Allah. This banda came, he wasn't part of zikr majlis, he just came and give a message or something. Allah say, no, those people are so blessed because of them, I'll give him also. And I'll give him everything what I'm giving them also. And taraweeh, how many taraweeh? Just think sometimes also, any remote place comes to your mind, they also tilawat, they also taraweeh is carrying on. They also, rozas are being kept. Everywhere, the whole world, it is just one in. And like for example, Fajr time or any namaz time, we come out of our houses, we are going for namaz, who has given us. Naseeb apne ke phir se zindagi mein ye maqam aaya.